This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, Sixers aren't shining on.
It's a fair point.
Seltzer, are they going to trade Joel Embiid this offseason?
I don't know. I don't even know what
probably
to say.
Probably not.
Probably not, because I don't think they'll be able to get what they would want to give him up. But, like, I don't know what to say. I mean, he's probably going to have another surgery, right? Like that.
Recently he said it's going to require something pretty significant to get him back on track.
All-time news dump, putting that out during the Super Bowl.
It was unbelievable.
Like, I don't think we gave enough credit to it being, like, maybe the all-time dump in the history of Philadelphia to dump that right during when the – and it was like when the Eagles were up big in the Super Bowls when that story
I'm
going
to dig that up because I do have that on my phone. I want to get to that shortly. It's worth informing people about if you don't know what Joel said. So we'll get to that shortly. Devin's going to be with us from Clearwater coming up at about a half an hour report on the Phillies. And to the phones we go. Let's get to Joe in Mayfair right now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Honeymoon over? You know, the honeymoon over with the Eagles, or are we still flying high?
Flying high.
Yeah, unbelievable.
But discussing how... You know, I mean, chances are they're going to lose parts, and
honeymoon's not going to be over all off season. Like we'll talk about
Jim,
the off season, but I'm reveling, buddy.
Yeah,
we're the champs.
Yep,
it's amazing with all the publicity we're getting in the storylines. But let me get into the Phillies, and then. But by the way, Joel Embiid will go down in history as the most selfish athlete ever in Philly sports. I mean, just. I know.
I don't agree with that, but, you know, look,
nobody more selfish than this guy, Joe, ever. Superstar who makes his own schedules, goes to the Olympics hurt, decides when to play, when not to play. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. Like, he's taking the Kawhi Leonard, I gotta sit, way too far.
Yeah, but I think he's actually, like, really injured, Joe. That's the part I'm trying to drill down on people.
Well, that's his own fault.
It's not purely his own fault. We've seen the guy have about 5 to 10 times in his career, normally on dunks, sometimes on block shots, where he lands awkwardly. I think his knee... is injured.
Oh,
look, he could have, for all we know, he could have arthritis in there.
Joe, he's not a two guard.
Well,
if he would have played his
that's different than saying that he's selfish. I mean, the guy came back last year to play in the playoffs.
It's not conditioning, but that's different,
and that ties in. But I mean, Joe, he came back last year when he probably should not have. And there's a chance it wrecked his career.
He shouldn't have played in the Olympics.
But did he do that because he knew his contract was coming? It's like, right? I mean, he got a contract. Came back, got a contract.
He would have gotten the contract anyway, in all likelihood.
We don't know.
What I dispute is when people act like it's all his fault. I've seen the guy's knee buckle like 5 to 10 times when he jumps high and lands.
Joe, when he dunks
the ball, has to jump, and then he's
if you really want to put the fault on him, then you say he never stayed in enough shape, and that put wear and tear on his knee throughout his career, and that's on him.
And that is a real possibility.
Two,
That's
he
the tragedy
not be
of all
steps
this.
From the foul line to if, dunk a ball at 7-2. He just shouldn't be dealing with it.
If this were preventable or to some degree, you know, reversible. If we were able to delay the inevitable.
That's the way to put it.
That he ages and that there's arthritic change, and this is what happens to every athlete. If he were able to delay that to some degree, it would really help our cause. And it feels like the opposite is true, that it's almost accelerated. And that's my greatest fear.
Yeah, no, that's reasonable.
All right, let me get to the Phillies real quick with the lineup. You know, I know they're never going to do it because of dollars, who makes the most money on the team, but I don't even agree with putting Schwarber behind Harper completely. You know, you got to put contact hitters at the top of the order, where this solo home run, I got to play hero ball. Because if you don't have contact and you don't have men on base, everybody in the lineup's going to go for hero ball and swing at every pitch that's out there. So for me, if Stott's healthy, which he wasn't last year with an elbow problem, I'd have Stott 1, Bohm 2, Harper 3, Nick 4, Schwarber 5, Turner 6. Turner's no longer a top of the leadoff guy anymore with his looping swing. You got to get men on base, and Stott healthy and Bohm healthy are the two guys in that lineup that are contact hitters that hit the ball to both sides of the field that take a lot of pitches. And if they get on base, then you let your 3, 4, and 5 guys hunt.
Well, you said Stott 1, who 2?
Bohm 2, Harper 3, right. Nick 4,
like
Schwarber 5.
Here's the one thing I'll say, Joe, because it is intriguing, okay? And it kind of gets to, and we talked about this last year a bit, like who's better between Stott and Turner? Like who's better? Yeah. I'll say this, Joe.
I like Stott uninjured.
Stott uninjured, and he does generally put the bat on the ball, but he's got to walk more. Like he's ironic.
Last year was an outlier.
No.
I think last year he doesn't walk.
He walked the year before either. Really,
Joe, it's an unusual situation. A guy that gets deep in the count that doesn't walk much. That's a weird one. So if he can just cross that, then he can be a leadoff hitter. But he's got to walk more.
I think
again,
he can.
When you're batting leadoff, you know that is your job now. Not
you know
when
what?
You're batting.
It's always it's always,
completely
your job.
Get on base is your job. Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't care where you're batting in the lineup. Work a good at bat wherever.
You totally have to have that mentality across the board to do that, and they don't.
All right, Joe, give me an answer for a great outfit in a movie or show.
Well, TV show is weekly, and he's been on TV for 40 years. I don't care which wrestling show it is, but no more iconic outfit than Ric Flair's his robe,
you know,
his entrance robe.
That could win. I mean, no, but you know what? Wrestling, it's not a movie. It's not a show. That's
entrance
not a show.
Robes.
That's not a show. Give me the wrestling's a show.
It's a
no. I'm dinging that. You guys want to vote for it? Vote for it. I don't like it. Steve in Cherry Hill. Steve, good morning. Steve! All right, we'll get back to him.
Jeez.
He's sort of there, but he's kind of not. Mike in...
sounded like he was underwater,
did. Central New Jersey. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Awesome.
It's an honor talking to you guys. First time, long time.
Thanks,
I'm still on cloud. I'm still on cloud 9 from the Super Bowl. My biggest surprise was my daughter came home from Charlotte, North Carolina. As soon as we beat Washington in the NFC Championship,
she surprised
she
you.
The ticket. She surprised us. Booked the
no
ticket.
No way!
So
wow.
She can watch the Super Bowl with her mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa.
That's so cool.
And her nieces. And her nieces.
Doesn't get any better than that, Mike.
Congratulations,
no.
Mike.
So once we won the game, she was determined. She had a one-way ticket. She was determined to stay here for the parade. So her mom went to the parade. I didn't go. My prostate, my knees, and my back can't take a parade. So I went to a sports bar while I dropped them off at Erie and Broad Street. They went to the parade. I picked them up 8 hours later, and they had a great time. My daughter shook Cooper DeJean's hand. She shook Kenny Gainwell's hand. They had great seats. They had a great time.
Good for you. That's good for them, man. That's great, Mike. Really good stuff.
Yeah, so like I said, it's definitely an honor talking to you guys. And go Birds. Go Birds.
Mike, give me an outfit. You can win the tickets to the concert.
You know what? I really don't have one, guys. So y'all got to go to the next caller for that.
You got it, buddy. Mike, appreciate that phone call. All right, let me get back to the Joel thing. So I dug up these quotes here. This was all part of an ESPN article entitled 76ers Embiid acknowledges he might need another knee surgery. Now, this was February 9th. That was the day they played the game, right?
It was the Super Bowl. They really, it was, look at the time. It's like 9 o'clock, 8.
Well, what
eight,
I see is 6:58 p.m. This would be first quarter
okay,
of the Super
Bowl. Okay, so that'd be first quarter. I saw it released like 8 something, but either way, they put it out during the Super Bowl.
It's a disgrace.
While the Eagles were playing in the Super Bowl, man. Like, all-time dump. Right.
That's a disgrace. So here are the quotes from Joel. He says, because earlier in the day, he was quoted in the when the Sixers played that afternoon game. Was it the Celtics or Bucks? Whatever game that was.
They were playing the Bucks.
Yeah, and he was quoted. It's yeah. All right. So anyway, here are quotes that are in the article that night. I think, this is Joel, I think the straightforward answer is that when you've got something that's inconsistent, at some point you've got to do something about it. We're looking into every option. He goes on to say, at some point, and by the way, Ray, when I say summer, you're going to explode. I know you are. There we go.
That's not the Lisa Salters report.
No. Oh, but okay, I'm going to give you a quote with Joel in the summer. And Joel talking about the summer is going to bother you, and it should bother everyone. Yeah. Here's what he says. At some point, I probably need to just, especially when the summer comes around, these few months to just recover fully.
Really?
Like I said, don't know what it is. But if that keeps being the same pattern, then obviously you've got to try something else. You know, one of the biggest disasters in there, don't know what it is. I mean, think about that, guys. Like,
wait, you don't know what it is? The pattern?
No, but the actual
injury. They're saying that they don't know what the injury is. The fact that there's, like, mystery about it.
I've really wondered if it's arthritis. And it's just...
Well, there's no mystery there. You can see on the x-ray what the arthritic change.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a disaster. And what has he got? 4 years left? 3 years left? What's he got?
Well, he just
we got the new deal.
Because I think it was a 3-year extension to maybe a 2-year existence.
Yeah, I think he's got 4 more after this year, I believe.
That's what I think it is. 4 more after this. It's not good, Gus.
No.
Should have not played in the Olympics.
Yeah,
well,
no.
He said it. Yeah. That's basically what he's saying. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, really bad. I'll tell you what's not bad. I got to hear it again. Because I think more than anything in the last 24 hours, audio that I enjoyed was Mel Kiper talking about Howie Roseman. This puts me in a better mood than hearing Joel Embiid talk about, you know, Joel Embiid. Let's listen to Mel Kiper yesterday talking about Howie.
The Eagles are an interesting team, Phil, because whatever they touch turns to gold. I think Jimmy Johnson said it right. You could have given an MVP in that Super Bowl to Howie Roseman. And I know Michael Strahan said it's got to be a player. Well, those players wouldn't have been there, Michael, without Howie Roseman making all these moves.
Both
in free agency, in terms of trading up to get Jalen Carter, Devontae Smith, Cooper DeJean in the second round. Howie Roseman was going to go downfield. I'll make this statement. It's not bold at all. Okay. He's one of the best GMs in NFL history by far.
I agree.
He's a Hall of Famer, guaranteed Hall of Fame guy. Put him in the Hall of Fame now. Howie Roseman has been, I don't even say arguably, he's right now as good as any GM in the history of this game.
So that's a massive Howie praise. I don't know if the last sentence is accurate, but he's up there. He's up there somewhere. I mean, he's built 3 different teams that have reached the Super Bowl, 2 of which have won it, and generally sustained greatness. I mean, they've made, you know, or goodness, at least. They've made the playoffs 7 out of 8 years, which is an accomplishment. They did it with 3 different quarterbacks, if you count Foles in 18. I mean, Foles saved their ass in 2018. Let's be real. Saved them. They were going to make the playoffs without Foles and did in 2017. 2018 without Foles, they don't make the playoffs. And basically, they made the playoffs with Carson, with Foles, and with Jalen. That's pretty damn impressive.
It's just unprecedented. The quality of player and character. Like that mesh that they go for here.
Yeah.
The player talent and character confluence here. It's like off the charts. It's higher than anywhere else. Somehow, Howie Roseman has placed a priority on the person part.
It's how you handle adversity. It's part of how you handle adversity.
Absolutely. It helps the team handle adversity.
Yeah.
That they've just gone out and hand-selected these guys that have just the right mindset
from the get-go. I agree.
And that helps things. But, man, you talk about foresight.
Right.
Howie Roseman continues to nail it.
Yeah.
Where other people don't even think about these concepts, it just feels like we're in such good hands.
Yeah, they are. So it's not adversity right now with probably losing free agents, but it's complexity. It's who to sign. It's who to kind of let walk. It's, you know, because, guys, we talk about so much who they can keep. There's also other teams' free agents. I mean, you want to find the next Mekhi Becton, the next C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the next Zach Bond, then whatever. So let's listen to Elliott talking yesterday.
Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see. Here's Elliott on... I guess I'll just say this way. Be prepared to lose some good players. Here's Elliott.
This is one of the tightest salary cap situations I can remember the Eagles having. So they have somewhere between 18 to 20 million in salary cap space, which sounds like a lot, but they normally like to keep around 10 million for the following season to have through the year. And you have to pay your draft class. So that's $3-4 million. So a decent chunk of that is somewhat already spoken for. So when you talk about Mekhi Becton, Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Zach Bond, I think they'll keep one of them. I think they'll re-sign Zach Bond. The other three, I think Milton Williams is probably gone. I think Josh Sweat's definitely gone. And Mekhi Becton, maybe if the market isn't what they think, because I know they like him. But I think they're entering this offseason thinking they're going to get a lot of compensatory picks next year.
Because of these free agents.
Because they're going to lose. Josh Sweat will get paid, Milton Williams will get paid, and I think Mekhi Becton will get paid. So if those three all get big deals and you yourself don't sign a big deal, you then get, I think, will likely be third-round picks. So if you let those three guys walk, you're getting third-round picks in 2026 for them, in my opinion.
Okay. So there's no world in which they're keeping all of these guys?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. No. And there's probably no world in which they're keeping two. Maybe two is the max,
I think two is the max.
Wow. Two is the max. That's something.
And it's doable, though.
Well,
two is doable. But I don't think it's doable if either of those is Sweat or Williams.
I agree with that because they're going to get the most.
Oh, yeah.
James, is Slay gone? Is part of the whole thing here going cheap at corner, throwing a Ringo or a Rodgers?
I mean, they
Rogers.
Might put Cooper on the outside, but yes, I think if not, then it's Rodgers or whatever. I think Slay is gone.
One thing I love about Cooper inside is that he tackles. You tackle more from the slot because, you know, you're closer to where running backs are. So I do love his impact in the slot, but...
I do too, but if you have the idea of having him and Quinn, if he's good enough on the outside, I mean, having just shutdowns on the outside for the next decade or whatever.
All right, so
let's go.
You know, the dead cap for Darius Slay is almost 23 million bucks.
Well, that is a disaster. We got to ask Elliott about that, because I know a lot of people have assumed he's gone, and that's...
Well, he said he would be.
Surprises me you say that, John.
I'm surprised, too.
Even post-June 1, you sure you got the right number?
That's a good question. I don't know. It probably chops into that.
Okay, fair enough.
I hope it chops into that.
All right, one more thing is I feel like we're doing a tour here. From Joel and the Sixers to Elliott on the Eagles, let's get to Bryce Harper and the Phillies. So the Phil's season starts.
From Joel to Elliott to Harper.
Dude, there's a trifecta for you. Here is Bryce Harper, because, you know, we know the Phillies might change the lineup this year. And Bryce talked about where he'll bat or where he could bat, and also mentality for the team as they approach the season. Here's Bryce.
Obviously, I'm a three-hole hitter, and I have been. But whenever they tell me to hit two or four, I've done that in the past, as you guys know. So I want to win. So I don't care what that takes. You want to start out hot, and you're going to go the ebbs and flows of the season, obviously. But as a team, we just need to understand that to just play the game all year long, play it right, play hard, take the ebbs and flows, and get hot at the right time, obviously, by the end of the year. And, I mean, obviously, I want to win the division. That's the first thing. And then get into the postseason and stuff like that. But it doesn't matter if you're the best team in baseball or not. You just got to go in there and play the game and do it the right way all the way through.
Look, my mindset, honestly, is to keep Schwarber 1 and Harper 3 because I think you can win a lot that way. They've won a lot of games that way.
We saw them win a lot of games but not win the games that matter the most, right?
Yeah, but they didn't not win because of Schwarber. They didn't win because guys had horrible at-bats and the frickin' bullpen completely collapsed. By the way, Noel also had a not good start in that critical. What was that, Game 3, James?
Game 3.
Oh, that one hurt. That one hurt. I hope people are, and look, I love Nola. I mean, I'm a huge Nola fan. But I remember when they won that second game and Sanchez pitched 2, and we're all like, all right, Nola's got 3 up in New York. Trust the veteran on the road. He was not good that night. He wasn't.
Stott, Bohm, Harper.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If Bohm is right, if his mind is where it needs to be, the talent, man, putting the bat on
Wait,
the ball.
Wait, which player? Stott?
Bohm. If Bohm's head is right, if Stott's body, if his elbow is right, think about that lineup. I mean, I love that. You're going left, right, left. It feels like all three of these guys are, man, they're going to fight. They're going to battle.
Well, unless they don't
put the bat on that.
Unless
thing.
They all screw it up and swing at bad pitches, which wouldn't shock anybody.
Yeah.
Wouldn't shock anybody. All right, let's get to Steve in Cherry Hill. Steve, good morning.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that earlier.
No worries,
buddy. No problem, Steve.
So, anyway, I'm glad you guys keep it real because I'm going to keep it real. I apologize to Barkley and the crew. I just thought they were going to lose that game some way, somehow. Hmm. And I didn't have confidence in our quarterback, Hurts. But he proved me wrong, man, and I'm happy as a lark. So
He played really great. He really did.
I basically loved the Eagles, been following them since 68. So I'm old. But anyway, I just wanted to call and apologize, guys. It's a great show as usual.
Thank you, Steve. That's very, very kind of you. All right, give me an answer. You can win the Dave Matthews tickets. What's a great outfit from a movie or show?
Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman.
Which one?
Red dress?
Yeah, red dress.
Oh, okay, guys. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
You know what?
Quick and to the point right there.
I can't. Well, that too, but Julia Roberts,
yeah,
red dress.
I love Pretty Woman.
Listen. Oh, James, you watched Titanic.
I did, yeah.
All right, James told me earlier today he watched Titanic, and he'll give me his 30-year later review on the air. James?
That's correct, yes.
Why did you watch Titanic?
Because so many people like Joe, our buddy Tommy, kept telling me, no, it's a really good movie. You should watch it. You should give it a shot again.
And I
hadn't seen it since the 90s, so I was like, you know what? It's been a long time. I will give it a chance again.
And?
It's exactly what I thought it was. It's fine. It's not great.
It's phenomenal.
No, the Rose Jack stuff is horrible. Like, the Rose Jack stuff is like actually hard to watch. Like, the dialogue, the back and forth, the spitting, all that stuff is bad. Like, it's bad movie making.
Well, they're in different classes of society.
It's just bad. It's awkward.
Why do you think it's so
phenomenal? Also, the movie is 3 hours and 15 minutes for absolutely no reason. Like, what are we doing here?
It
was so much longer. Yeah. It's a well-made movie. James Cameron's awesome, and like, there are spots where you're like, wow, that was a really cool shot. And I will say, Leo is effervescent. Like, in the movie, it's like Leo is phenomenal. I don't know what that means. Pops off the screen. You're like, wow, that guy is a freaking movie star. Kate Winslet's good too. But it is 3 hours and 15 minutes that I wish I could have back, is what I could say. Mm.
And John, your question is, why do I love it?
It's just a little heavy-handed. Yeah,
It's so melodramatic. It's too much.
Right. Why did they make it so self-important?
All right, here's why I loved it. In no particular order. Number one, they took us on the Titanic. Okay? I felt like I was on the Titanic.
That part really is cool. I agree. Okay. The movie-making is impressive. I'll say that.
Number two, they did something that's pretty damn cool. They took a tragedy and made it a love story. That's unique.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give...
Is it, though?
Yes.
I mean, it's Romeo really and Juliet. I mean, we've done that forever. There's so many examples.
No. Wrong. Titanic is a real thing. Like, someone said, let me take...
But the love story is not. Rose and Jack are made up.
But Romeo and Juliet are really made up.
So are Rose and Jack.
No, but the Titanic
Rose
is not
Jack
made up.
Rose and Jack are just as made up as Romeo and Juliet.
It took a true tragedy and put a love story into it. That's cool. That's creative.
Oh, man.
All right, wow. Number three
You're
is everything
a lot
else.
Of credit.
Freaking awesome. It's awesome. That's the end of my answer.
Never
that's
not solid, a good have answer no at all.
That's a disgrace.
Yeah, you're
you did a terrible job of
selling because you're not worth right? you're not worth my time, John.
Terrible job.
You're not
worth
you,
no. Great sell.
No. If you don't know, you don't know. You're a loser.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took the time. I spent 3 hours and 15 minutes rewatching it.
And I can't believe you did.
Listen, America spoke.
Honestly, I did it so I wasn't speaking from ignorance, because I saw it so long ago and I was rip on it and I didn't want to speak from ignorance. When now I just saw it. I literally just saw it.
All right.
It's fine.
Well, it's been a lot of fun today. You know, finally talking Phils again. Eagles have dominated the conversation with good reason. And will to a large extent still with free agency and the draft up ahead. But Philly season gets going pretty soon. Spring training's been going. And Devin got down there a couple days ago. And we'll link up with Devin right now from Clearwater for a little Phillies report. Dare I say, our first of the season. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning, morning team. I miss you guys. Hope you're holding it down back in chilly Philadelphia. I'm enjoying the warm weather down
here.
Well,
I'm sure you are. So question one, Devin. Are you back here with us Friday, or you got this extended, reporting / freaking vacation thing going on down there a couple more days?
Okay, so, Joe, I didn't think you'd just expose me like this in my vacation days right off the bat, but I will not be in on Friday. But I'll be back next week. Don't worry. Just try to hold it down without me for a little bit longer.
Understood. Yeah, a little jealous, but we get it.
I heard you had the 1905 salad, which is maybe one of the favorite things I've ever eaten in my entire life, while you were down there at the Columbia, Devin. Is that true?
It is very true, Richie, and I meant to tell you. So the Phillies director of Fun and Games, John Brazier, texted me and said, I had to try this salad. It's a world-famous salad. And it didn't disappoint. It's a very, very good salad. I might try to recreate it once I get home. And he told me, Richie, that you specifically would appreciate that.
It's impossible to describe the glory of this salad. Wonderful salad.
I just get down there and eat fish. But, yeah, you want to do a salad, do that.
Fish too.
All right, so, Devin, let's get to the team. So, we just went through an Eagles season in which early in the offseason, and certainly training camp, and certainly during the season, they were like, we're done with 2024. or three, whatever the hell it was, three. No, four. No, three. We're done with the collapse. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to think about it. But we actually found out as they were winning near the end that it was very much on their mind, and they used it as motivation. So let's talk about the Phillies here. I'm curious, Devin, what they're saying. You know, it's tricky when you keep knocking on the door and losing. No, this is the year. No, this one's really the year. So, Devin, how are they framing publicly their mentality as they approach another year after three times where they put a charge into it, but this last one, a whimper in the postseason? How are they framing it publicly with this year compared to past years?
So I don't think I've heard any player or coach since I've been down here say the words World Series, right? And last year, spring training, and it came from the top down, you know, John Middleton, Bryce Harper, all we heard was, you know, World Series or bust, we're going to get back there and we're going to win it all this season. And I think because of that, we saw the extremely hot start that the Phillies got off to in the regular season. And then we also saw the drop off in the final few months of the season, then of course in the postseason. So I asked Rob Thomson kind of if the team mindset had changed, because he had told us his message to the team earlier in the week once all players arrived. And that's, you know, we have the pieces. We need to just put it all together. It's up to us to do with the talent that we have what we should have done, you know, the past few seasons. And I asked him if it's changed the mindset from past spring trainings or anything he could sense. And he said, I mean, it's always going to motivate the guys. If anything, they're more motivated, but they're quietly motivated. I think they're almost using it as fuel. And I actually think that gives me hope and optimism about the team, because I believe, similar to the Eagles, that Philly teams, especially this Phillies team, thrives when people count them out. And a lot of people are doing that given the way they've come up short, you know, the last three postseasons. And they had the Dodgers who made a ton of moves. You have the Mets who made a ton of big splashy moves in the offseason. The Phillies still have a really talented roster, and they know that. But I think they're being quieter about it this spring training. They just seem really locked in and focused, you know, not too goofy in the clubhouse. They're all just putting their heads down and going to work.
And they're going to work at new positions, a couple of them. Kyle Schwarber potentially and JT Realmuto. Could you tell us about the new positional possibilities for those two, Devin?
Yeah, so Kyle Schwarber is looking more of a reality. So he's going to be practicing at first base about three times a week through spring training. And I think that's more so to give the Phillies an option if Bryce Harper is injured or if Bryce Harper, you know, needs some rest. So that one is likely going to happen. We could see Kyle Schwarber at first. He hasn't played first base since 2021 with, I believe it was the Red Sox. But Topper said he has full confidence that Schwarber can, you know, step into that spot if he needs to. JT is more of a hypothetical. They have said, like, Topper kind of laughs when he talks about it, but he pitched having JT try out at left field here and there should he need a break from catching. Because catching, really physical position, and we know JT had that knee injury last season, and he's getting older. We saw his defense kind of falter, but his offense also really fell off. I personally just think it doesn't really make a lot of sense. If anything, I think that they'd move Sosa to left field over JT. But they said anything can happen. JT basically said, look, I'll play wherever they ask me to play. If they want me to try my hand at left field, I'll try it. But I haven't seen him practice out there, guys. He's just been catching in the days that I've been.
Yeah, Devin with us here from Clearwater right now. Devin, let's talk about the lineup. So we know the lineup could change. They've spoken to that. I'm curious from what you've heard Rob Thomson say, because, you know, the leadoff thing is really going to be one of three people. Schwarber, who it's been. Trey, who's had a little bit of a crack at it here, successful elsewhere with it when he was better. And Stott, who, you know, hopefully plays better this year. Do you get a sense of who Rob Thomson wants it to be? What's going to be the driving force for who it becomes? And do you get a sense of his preference as of right now?
So he has said if he changes the lineup, he has not said he definitely will. He said if he changes the lineup, he would likely have Trey Turner lead off. So he said it would be Turner one, Harper moves to two, and then Alec Bohm, Kyle Schwarber, three or four spots. Bryce Harper has said, you know, he's fine with moving wherever they want him to, but obviously the three hole is his preferred spot, but he'll do whatever is best for the team. I've also heard Bryson Stott as a name floated. I think they just have to see how his offense is, given that he was playing with a really big nerve injury in his arm throughout most of the season. He told us he actually got injured in mid-May last year, and that it affected him throughout the whole season, and he didn't want to make excuses, but he also didn't want to go on IL. He wanted to continue, you know, helping the team. He says he's fully healthy now, so he hopes to get back to the offense that he had in 2023. So hopefully he can do that. But I think before you think about moving Stott to that spot, you kind of need to see how he is offensively when the season starts. And then Trey Turner is, as Rhea said in her update, he's here for the first day today. He hasn't been at spring training because he has a personal matter he's been dealing with. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. I believe he'll talk after practice today. But I think that he would be the leadoff option that Topper would go with if he changed anything.
And Devin, what are you hearing about Andrew Painter? When do we get a chance to see what he's got?
So he pitched yesterday. It's kind of funny. They put him with Taiwan Walker and just the difference in watching those two pitch together. But I'm not shading Taiwan Walker. I hope he can bounce back. But Andrew Painter is looking great. He told me he's about 6 weeks behind schedule. So Dombrowski said at the end of the postseason when asked about Andrew Painter that they were aiming for a July date, or at least ballpark, for him to come up to the Phillies, not necessarily to start in the rotation, but to be in the bullpen. So I asked Painter if that timeline was looking like it was going to stay on track. He said, basically, because I pitched in the fall league in Arizona, I'm 6 weeks behind. So it's basically my January right now. So once he gets ramped up, he is fully healthy. He's just ramping up a little bit behind schedule. He says he'll be ready to go.
Well, interesting. You know, I get the impression that they want Painter to be, honestly, bullpen guy for October. They've got all these starting pitchers, and they want Andrew Painter to be some electric arm. James, remember who was the K-Rod with the Angels that one year?
Mm, yeah, sure.
Came out of nowhere late in the year and dominated, stayed in the bullpen, I think, his whole career.
His whole career. And well, that's not what Painter... Adam Wainwright's a good example of a guy who became a starter after. Remember, he won that first World Series as their closer. Came up, became their closer, then became a starter after.
Yeah, that's the impression I have of what they want, because, you know, and they got the fifth starter and the whole deal. All right, Devin, great work. We will see you up here. I guess it's next week. Enjoy being down there, and I know you'll be popping on the various shows with reports. Thank you, Devin.
Yeah, thanks, guys. See you next week.
All right,
thanks,
good stuff. Devin. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, John, first poll question. Now, let's all go on the record here. Other than Bond, which player is most important for the Eagles to keep? James, who is the most important player to keep between Becton, Sweat, Milton Williams?
For me, it's either Williams or Becton. I'll go Williams, but it's close between those two.
All right, I go Milton Williams by a long margin, big margin. I'm in on him, in part because I just don't trust Jordan Davis that much. Rhea, who'd you go with?
I'm with Williams, too. And, you know, for the same reason where Ross said, you know, see Williams without Jalen Carter. Yeah. I like him. I like that.
With him?
With him.
John, who do you think is most important to keep?
Man, it really is tough. Milton Williams has been outstanding as a penetrator. But Josh Sweat, this is just now occurring to me. Think about the fact that Josh Sweat borrowed Chris Long's fur coat.
Well, how about the fact he was like a play away from being Super Bowl MVP?
Josh
Sweat
really was outstanding.
He was
in
incredible.
That game.
Yeah.
And he's been okay. Maybe not as outstanding as I would have hoped, but he has been, he's been around here for a long time, and he's done a lot of good things for this team.
Yeah,
he's got a real role. It's going to be hard to see him go, but I'm positive he's going to get paid a lot.
All right, so what's your answer? What's your answer for important to keep?
Milton Williams, the three technique.
So our audience has a very different view of this than we do. Becton won the poll.
Wow.
Now, I think he's the least important, in part because I trust Stoutland.
I do, too, but he was outstanding, and that offensive line was such a good unit.
All right, so 45% say it's most important to keep Becton, 37% Milton Williams, 18% Sweat. It is ironic because Sweat dominated the Super Bowl. All right.
And he's been around for so long.
Next poll question. Which player is most likely to be an Eagle next year? Becton, Sweat, and Williams. James, who would you say on that one to be an Eagle?
Becton.
Rhea?
Williams.
So I'm between Becton and Williams, but I think Williams is going to get a big deal. Although the Eagles typically don't let a Milt Williams kind of guy
at that
go.
Age.
They don't. Yeah. It's really rare that they lose a guy who's good with his first big contract. That's really rare. Benny Logan was
but
pretty
they
good. They lost
extend
him.
Corey prior
Simon
to
was
now.
Gone. I know.
It would have been done if it were going to get done.
All right. So I'm going to say most likely to be kept is Becton.
Yes.
Because he may just be happy being here and being coached by Stoutland.
And I think he's going to be the most affordable.
All right. He does win this poll. 65% Becton most likely to be back. 22% Milt Williams. 13% Sweat. People think Sweat's gone. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Yeah, congratulations to Devin Taney. I mean, the greatest gig in the world, 6 weeks before the greatest Eagles run. We're going to put you on the sidelines. Oh, yeah, then we're going to send you down to Clearwater, Florida on a cold snap in the Northeast. Good job, Devin. Love you, man. Good job.
Devin is winning right now.
Not a bad gig.
Yeah.
Not a bad gig.
Yo, gang, how we doing this morning? So, Joe, I have 16 points and four stories to get to. Where would you like me to start? Good call, Luigi, but it's a four-hour show, my man. Time's yours.
Well, I'd start with this. Don't read it. And if you do read it, don't make it sound like you're reading it. But that was a lovely call by the guy earlier. But there was the reading element, and there was the you never know when it's going to end element. But, you know, happens sometimes.
I know you guys have Ross Tucker on this morning, and I love listening to him. When I've heard his voice for the first time on the radio, man, he sounds like Al Bundy, man, married with children. I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever said that, but it's a dead ringer to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
I'm the only preseason TV analyst that's ever led the Eagles to two Super Bowl berths in 3 years.
So you think I'm a loser? Just because I have a stinking job that I hate? A whole city that curses the day I was born?
Time's yours.
I don't hear it. I don't hear it at all.
It's a stretch.
Yeah, I don't hear it either.
Not at all.
Am I concerned about losing our coaches? No, we're a great team, and you lose coaches when you're a great team. We're retaining Jeff Stoutland, and we're retaining Vic Fangio. And our quarterback is used to change. Not concerned at all. Go Birds.
Well, I think you should be more concerned than that, man. I really do. But with that said, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I mean, guys, let's just remember the last time they lost a bunch of coaches. I'm not talking about when they fired Doc. Like, they lost a bunch of coaches. 2018, they lost DeFilippo and Reich. 23, they lost all the coordinators.
Both didn't seasons, go well. Yeah.
Both seasons coming off of spectacular seasons were very disappointing. So, come on.
Who was the offensive coordinator that they decided on? Remember that?
Is that Groh?
Yeah, it was Groh after Frank Reich.
I thought it was Doug, wasn't it?
No. Doug was 2020 was the year they didn't have a coordinator.
Yeah, remember, okay. I think Press Taylor was his, like, pass game coordinator.
Remember, like, we searched
remember
for a
Rich
coordinator.
Remember Rich Scangarello came in? Remember him?
Yes. Yeah. We searched for a coordinator, and then we decided against hiring one. Remember
that
They've done
part?
Weird stuff with titles. Remember when Howie wasn't the GM?
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, executive vice president of football operations, which he still is, but he didn't have the GM title.
But we weren't supposed to say
right,
that was
right?
the GM.
Wasn't
or
he? Wasn't he called the?
It wasn't the expected.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting twisted around. I don't know. I'm confused.
I have no idea.
All right, we need to come up with a winning answer for best outfit in a movie or show. We got some good answers here. The Predator, Kill Bill. We got
Kill Bill's an awesome answer.
Okay,
we I got like Beetlejuice.
We got Darth Vader.
I like Beetlejuice too.
Look,
I think.
Beetlejuice is good. Vader is good. Princess Leia in the third one is good.
That's
with
a
Jabba.
Great answer too.
Marilyn Monroe, 7 year itch. Indiana Jones.
I like Leia and Beetlejuice are probably my two favorites.
I'm going Beetlejuice.
The Leia bikini is so creepy though.
I
like Beetlejuice.
I'm fine with Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is a great answer.
Beetlejuice it is. Hey, Lou, congratulations, bud.
Lou! What a
good
day
job,
for Lou.
Sweet Lou!
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.